You will hear an interview with a student called Katie Cross, who is talking about her hobby of kite surfing. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
I'm with Katie Cross, who's going to tell us about her favourite sport, kite surfing. Katie, what is kite surfing exactly?
It's just what the name suggests. You stand on a surfboard in the sea, and a kite above you catches the wind and pulls you along as you surf the waves. It's great fun.
So what appeals to you about it?
Well, let's see. I'm interested in keeping fit. I go running every evening, and I enjoy that. In fact, it's built up my strength for kite surfing. And luckily, I live by the sea, so I'm able to kite surf several times a week if I wish. But I've discovered it's also had a really positive effect on my studies, which is strange, but great. If I know I'm going kite surfing, I try doubly hard to get stuff done. This means I'm keeping up my fitness and not sitting too long at my desk.
But it's not a sport that would suit everyone, is it?
Well, I don't know. Most people do enjoy it once they try it. I mean, you need to be somewhere with good access to water to do it, and obviously that's not straightforward for everyone. And even if you are, not everywhere offers kite surfing facilities. I have to admit, the equipment you have to get initially isn't exactly cheap, but once you've bought it, you're all set. And if you travel a lot to kite surf, for example, by plane, it's possible to carry what you need with you if you get a kite bag with wheels and take your board apart.
Did you love kite surfing the first time you tried it?
Oh, my first day was great. I knew my instructor was trying to get older people to try it, so even though I wasn't the youngest person, there were a number of people who were considerably older than me. Out on the water, it wasn't as difficult as I thought it would be. I mean, it looked like hard work to hold on to the kite from the shore, and I didn't have great muscle power in my arms at that stage, but actually, I was perfectly strong enough to do it. I was pretty exhausted after that first session, though.
And you learnt really quickly after that, didn't you?
Yeah. I was up on my board and kite surfing along the water after a week or so, although I was told most people do take longer than that. But it was such great fun, and I was just so keen to get going that I definitely wasn't prepared to fail. And I don't think I was particularly gifted at it either. It was just a question of hard work to improve.
And is kite surfing a very sociable sport?
Oh, yes. I've met great people while I've been doing it. I mean, unlike what you'd perhaps expect, they're not all great water sports fans who've been doing it for years. But because they have a shared passion for the sport, they just get along. The people in my group don't compete against each other either, and will soon help you get launched if you're having problems. It's a real community.
So do you have any advice for people taking up the sport?
Well, I actually took some additional swimming lessons with a certified instructor at the beginning, because I realised I wasn't confident about handling things like currents and tides in the water. That's really important for your safety, so if you have a similar problem, I'd say try that. Once you've got over that and learnt some techniques to stay on the board behind your kite, you'll soon be away.
So tell us more about your plans.
Well, I've decided my future lies with kitesurfing, so I'm considering becoming a qualified instructor. But first, to build up my skills a bit more, some friends and I are busy preparing for a visit to some South American countries, where the beaches are supposed to be fantastic for the sport. I hear there will be plenty of competitions there if we want to take part, although I may just wait till I get there to decide.
Thanks, Katie. I'm with Katie Cross, who's going to tell us about her favourite sport, kitesurfing. Katie, what is kitesurfing exactly?
It's just what the name suggests. You stand on a surfboard in the sea, and a kite above you catches the wind and pulls you along as you surf the waves. It's great fun.
So what appeals to you about it?
Well, let's see. I'm interested in keeping fit. I go running every evening, and I enjoy that. In fact, it's built up my strength for kitesurfing. And luckily, I live by the sea, so I'm able to kitesurf several times a week if I wish. But I've discovered it's also had a really positive effect on my studies, which is strange, but great. If I know I'm going kitesurfing, I try doubly hard to get stuff done. This means I'm keeping up my fitness and not sitting too long at my desk.
But it's not a sport that would suit everyone, is it?
Well, I don't know. Most people do enjoy it once they try it. I mean, you need to be somewhere with good access to water to do it, and obviously that's not straightforward for everyone. And even if you are, not everywhere offers kitesurfing facilities. I have to admit, the equipment you have to get initially isn't exactly cheap, but once you've bought it, you're all set. And if you travel a lot to kitesurf, for example, by plane, it's possible to carry what you need with you if you get a kite bag with wheels and take your board apart.
Did you love kitesurfing the first time you tried it?
Oh, my first day was great. I knew my instructor was trying to get older people to try it, so even though I wasn't the youngest person, there were a number of people who were considerably older than me. Out on the water, it wasn't as difficult as I thought it would be. I mean, it looked like hard work to hold on to the kite from the shore, and I didn't have great muscle power in my arms at that stage, but actually, I was perfectly strong enough to do it. I was pretty exhausted after that first session, though.
And you learnt really quickly after that, didn't you?
Yeah. I was up on my board and kite surfing along the water after a week or so, although I was told most people do take longer than that. But it was such great fun, and I was just so keen to get going that I definitely wasn't prepared to fail. And I don't think I was particularly gifted at it either. It was just a question of hard work to improve.
And is kitesurfing a very sociable sport?
Oh, yes. I've met great people while I've been doing it. I mean, unlike what you'd perhaps expect, they're not all great water sports fans who've been doing it for years. But because they have a shared passion for the sport, they just get along. The people in my group don't compete against each other either, and will soon help you get launched if you're having problems. It's a real community.
So do you have any advice for people taking up the sport?
Well, I actually took some additional swimming lessons with a certified instructor at the beginning because I realised I wasn't confident about handling things like currents and tides in the water. That's really important for your safety, so if you have a similar problem, I'd say try that. Once you've got over that and learnt some techniques to stay on the board behind your kite, you'll soon be away.
So tell us more about your plans.
Well, I've decided my future lies with kitesurfing, so I'm considering becoming a qualified instructor. But first, to build up my skills a bit more, some friends and I are busy preparing for a visit to some South American countries, where the beaches are supposed to be fantastic for the sport. I hear there will be plenty of competitions there if we want to take part, although I may just wait till I get there to decide.
Thanks, Katie.
That's the end of part 4.